This afternoon, President Cyril Ramaphosa will update the National Assembly on key interventions of government, including the attention given to the supply of electricity to government's development of a comprehensive response. It's very wordy. Basically, he's going to be talking about power and about the Zondo Commission. Those are the big ones. Lindsay Dentlinger, parliamentary reporter at EWN, looking at that for us. Lindsay, what are we expecting to happen this afternoon?
Well, I never want to say what we're going to expect should happen, Mandy, because we know just a few weeks ago when we were in the last question and answer session, things really got held up for a long time just at the start of proceedings, and then proceedings were aborted, as you might recall, over that pala-pala question on the question paper. So today, as you pointed out, six new questions for the President to answer. I suspect that the one related to Eskom, the one related to the whether he will be taking up state capture recommendations, are going to be important ones, but it will be probably towards the early evening, Mandy, that we expect him to still answer four outstanding questions from the last question and answer session. And that, as you know, is that hot potato issue of the Pala Pala farm saga.
Well, Julius Malema is still in the dock in the Randburg Magistrates Court at the moment. Not sure if he's going to be out in time to be involved in that hearing this afternoon, or that sitting of the National Assembly. Do we have a sense whether or not opposition parties are going to be getting disruptive like they did last time around when the Pala Pala question came up?
Well, it's anybody's guess. I would expect that if he once again doesn't, answer the question in the way that they expect him to, that is, you know, what we are consistently hearing from the ANC caucus here is that the president is answering the question, even if you don't like how he's answering the question. We know that the supplementary questions will come from the African Transformation Movement, who originally put that question, and it was because of the unhappiness expressed by Vuyo Zungula in the first place that that whole session got disrupted the last time. And then we also have a question from Julius Malema himself and DA leader John Steenhuisen, as well as the ANC's Tina Joemat-Pettersson. So big hitters there asking questions, so those supplementary questions. And I suspect that, again, if the president doesn't answer the question in the way that these parties want him to answer, we don't know what those supplementary questions are going to be. The rules are very strict that it's got to be related specifically to the answer that is given to the main question. And we know the answer to the main question is what has not satisfied parties here. So it will be interesting to see what question they put to him. And it's anyone's guess, and it's probably highly to be expected that there could again be disruptions, at least from the EFF. Other parties are less likely to cause those kinds of disruption if the president doesn't answer the questions in the way that they expect him to.
What time are we starting?
We're starting in just over an hour, Mandy, at 2 o'clock. The session will start, as I say, with six questions that are the new questions. This is also a little bit unusual in that the president has coming to answer questions for a second time in one term. Normally, he comes once a term. He skipped an answer session last term, so he's here twice within this course of the month. So that is unusual, but he'll have those six questions first to answer before he then has to answer those supplementary questions which have stood over from the previous session, which is also something we have almost never seen happen here in Parliament.
Lindsay, thank you. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN's parliamentary reporter, looking ahead towards the President. This afternoon will be in the National Assembly to speak about Pala Pala again, about state capture, also about Eskom and what's going on with the power situation in South Africa.